This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It's temporary, and it means nothing. The question is, what are you going to do for Christ? And I'm telling you, the best thing you can do is deny yourself, is what he is saying. And then he says this, take up thy cross. Man, I'm telling you. It says, take up your cross. Following Christ will require you to suffer. There's no way around it. The world hates the truth, and if you represent the truth, it will hate you. John the Baptist lost his head when he stood up for what was right. Joseph was cast into prison when he refused to yield to temptation. And many others, I can go on and on, that suffered for Christ. Many of you are not suffering for Christ because you are a part of the world and you're going with the flow and you're on that crooked way and you're not following Christ. Here's what I want you to understand, what I'm saying here. You will suffer for Christ. Are you suffering for Christ? If you're not suffering for Christ, you are a part of the world. Let the Bible tell you this. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. Listen to this. It says, who in the days of his flesh, it's talking about Jesus here, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears, woo, boy, he was praying, unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. I don't think you got the brevity of this scripture. This is Jesus here. He is praying with tears, crying, and with fears, but he suffered. And the Bible says he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Let me tell you, it will take you suffering to learn obedience. Many of us never get the lesson, and we're just going to continue to suffer. God told us something and we yet won't yield. He told us to stop committing fornication. He told us to stop lying. He told us to stop not forgiving. And yet we are still not forgiving people. We're still committing adultery and fornication. We're still lying. We're still in idolatry. And yet we're still suffering. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. I think the worst thing is when you know to do right and doeth it not. You know, I told you many a times, and I love you, I want you to get it. If you cannot stop sinning, you don't have the power of Christ in you. You are not an animal where you do things by instincts. When you are given the power of God, you have the power over sin. And when you make the statement that you are in Christ and yet you're still sinning, you have been deceived. He is simply saying, take up your cross. Take out all that the Lord has laid on you and follow him. And that was the next thing he said. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. It says this, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. God wants you to represent Christ. If you are the light of the world, a light cannot be hid. He wants you to shine. And I'm telling you, it's a sad day when we are saying that we are Christians and we're acting more like the world. We're dressing like the world. We're talking like the world.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.